A rocket engine that can operate in temperatures colder than outer space itself, that is what India just successfully tested. On 16 March 2026, the Indian Space Research Organization, ISRO, accomplished a 165-second sea-level hot test of the CE-20 cryogenic engine at 22-ton thrust at IPRC Mahendragiri, Tamil Nadu. This milestone marks the 20th hot test of the CE-20 engine and is a significant achievement for the operated C-32 cryogenic stage that will power future LVM-3 missions, including the Gagnyaan. ISRO's CE-20 cryogenic engine is a marvel of modern technology. It uses propellants stored at extremely low temperatures, specifically liquid hydrogen, LH2, and liquid oxygen, LOX. The fuel, LH2, is stored at a chilling dash to 53 C, just above absolute zero, while the oxidizer, LOX, is stored at dash 183 C. This combination delivers the highest specific impulse, ISP, of any chemical propellant pair, approximately 440 seconds vacuum specific impulse. ISP measures how efficiently a propellant produces thrust per unit of fuel consumed. The higher the ISP, the more payload a rocket can carry to orbit. What makes this significant is that cryogenic engines are significantly more efficient than solid propellant or earth-storable liquid propellant engines, but far more complex to design, build, and test. Only a handful of countries have mastered cryogenic technology, and India is proud to be among them, joining the likes of the USA, Russia, France, ESA, Japan, and China. India's cryogenic program has a politically significant history. In 1992, when ISRO was close to purchasing cryogenic engine technology from Russia's Glavkosmos, the United States pressured Russia to withdraw from the deal, citing MTCR, Missile Technology Control Regime, concerns. This forced India to develop cryogenic technology entirely indigenously, a process that took nearly 2 decades. ISRO's first indigenous cryogenic engine, the CE-7.5, powered the GSLV MKI-2 upper stage. The CE-20 is the next-generation engine developed for the more powerful LVM-3, formerly GSLV MK-3. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The CE-20 cryogenic engine, asterisk type, cryogenic, liquid hydrogen plus liquid oxygen. Asterisk standard thrust, 20 tons, operated, 22 tons, March 2026 test. Asterisk test duration, 165 seconds, sea level, vertical bar test number, 20th hot test, program record. Asterisk facility, IPRC Mahendragiri, Tirunelveli district, Tamil Nadu. Asterisk application, C32, operated cryogenic upper stage, for LVM-3. Asterisk special feature tested, nozzle protection system. Crucially, the C32 upgrade, combined with the 22-ton CE-20, will increase LVM-3's payload capacity, enabling heavier Gagnyaan crew modules and future Moon Beyond missions. IPRC Mahendragiri, located in the hills of Tirunelveli, is India's premier rocket propulsion testing facility. All ISRO engine types, including cryogenic, semi-cryogenic, liquid, and solid, are tested here before flight qualification. Its remote location provides natural acoustic and safety isolation for high-energy tests. Now, let us turn to the historical context. India's cryogenic journey began in the early 1990s when ISRO was close to purchasing cryogenic engine technology from Russia's Glavkosmos. The United States pressured Russia to withdraw from the deal, citing MTCR concerns. This forced India to develop cryogenic technology entirely indigenously, a process that took nearly 2 decades. Key milestones in India's cryogenic journey include asterisk 1994, India-Russia cryogenic transfer cancelled under US MTCR pressure. Asterisk 2001, GSLV-D1, first flight, Russian cryogenic stage. **2010, CE-7.5 first indigenous cryogenic engine test. **2014, GSLV-D5, first success with indigenous cryogenic stage, CE-7.5. **2019, first CE-20 flight, Chandrayaan 2 on LVM-3. **2023, Chandrayaan 3 launched on LVM-3. **2026, CE-20 upgraded to 22 ton for CE-32 stage. Now, let us move on to what this means for your UPSC preparation. LVM-3, formerly called GSLV-MK-3, is ISRO's most powerful operational rocket. **configuration, solid strap-ons, S-200, plus liquid core stage, L-110, plus cryogenic upper stage, C-25-C-32. **LEO capacity, -10 tons vertical bar GTO capacity, -4 tons. **notable missions, Chandrayaan 2, 2019, Chandrayaan 3, 2023, OneWeb satellite batches, 2023, Ganyaan crew module test. And here is something that surprises many students. Ganyaan is India's first crewed spaceflight program, targeting sending 3 astronauts, Vyomnauts, to low Earth orbit, 400 kilometers, for up to 3 days. LVM-3 is the launch vehicle. Operating CE-20 to handle heavier crew module plus service module combinations is directly relevant to Ganyaan's eventual crewed mission. India's astronaut trainees have undergone training at Yuzhnoye Design Bureau, Russia, and Indian Air Force facilities. The selected trainees include Prashant Balakrishnan Nair, Ajit Krishnan, Angad Pratap, and Shubhanshu Shukla, who will fly on Axiom Mission 4 to the ISS, SpaceX, 2025, before Ganyaan. Now, let us conclude by tying the topic back to its broader significance. The successful testing of the CE-20 cryogenic engine marks a significant milestone in India's space technology journey. It demonstrates India's capability to develop complex cryogenic technology and its commitment to indigenous development. This achievement has far-reaching implications for India's strategic position in space exploration and its human spaceflight ambitions.